Dylan Miller comes to Holland Public Schools from Carmen Ainsworth High School on the east side of the state. She has a history in teaching theater.
Although I'm new to Holland Public Schools, I'm not new to teaching theater. This is my 22nd year of teaching. And I am excited about teaching theater at Holland High School, and I'm excited about teaching broadcast and speech. And it's got a different kind of challenge than where I was teaching before, and those challenges are exciting to me. Of course, I can't wait for COVID to be done so we can do theater like we all remember theater being done. And I'm trying to come up with some creative alternatives this year so people can still perform. We're very fortunate here that we have a good bit of space that we are able to socially distance as a class in the classes. We have a lot of space in our auditorium, so a lot of times my class and I will go to the auditorium and we'll spread out and we'll do different activities. We're focusing on solo performance, so what that means, and we've been looking at a lot of different solo performers and seeing the kids are going to be creating some of their own solo performances. And maybe by the end of the year we could do something a little different, but right now that's where the focus is going to be, and really creating a character or different characters as an actor through solo performance.
Mrs. Miller is working on giving students opportunities to showcase their talents this fall, despite all of the COVID distractions.
So this fall we're doing something exciting that's called Holland Public's Got Talent. And there will be 3 episodes. The next one is November 20th, and the third one is December 4th. And after all 3 of those episodes air, then we will have a finale on December 11th. And the first episode is focused on high school students. The second and third episodes, we will open it up to anyone in Holland Public Schools. And it can just be an opportunity for students to show us whatever their talent is. This first episode, we have someone that's done some beautiful beadwork, and they kind of show how they've created some art with their beadwork. We also have the Latinx dance troupe, which is doing a number, and they are dancing on stage, and they do it, both are very beautiful in their own right. So teachers might decide to have their classes do something, or individuals can do something. It's whatever they want. And it's for this fall, it's an opportunity just to see what kind of talent Holland Public has.
Dylan says she definitely knows the big shoes she's stepping into as director of the Holland High Theater Department.
20 plus state championships. Yeah, that's a little bit intimidating to anybody, I'm kind of rebuilding at this point because of the transition. And I also, I want to honor certain traditions that are, important to the legacy of the theater. And yet I want to, create something for the kids that are here now that don't know anything about those traditions. So, and not really being able to do theater is, that's made it even more challenging. So I kind of feel like this is just a year to kind of get my feet wet, to get to know the community, to provide something so that there is something going on. We're doing the virtual talent show. We're going to do some play readings. We'll hopefully do a staged reading. Maybe at the end of the year, we'll actually do a real production. And then I got something big planned for next fall.
All right.
I got something real big planned for next fall, but I'm not going to put it on the air.
Good. I asked Alin how Holland Public Schools is right for her.
I feel like Holland is right for me because I came here because I wanted a diverse community to be part of, and I hope to really provide a platform for any student to participate. It's not just diversity of activities, but diversity in culture, diversity in, belief, and just a place where anybody feels welcome. the students of Holland High School are a very strong community, and it's so diverse. And that is one of the reasons why I'm here, is because I really was searching out for a place that had diversity. And so I'm, you know, glad to be here, but just like, they just seem to have each other's back no matter what. And that's really heartwarming, really.
Come discover how Holland Public Schools is right for you. Visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org, and while you're there, take a look at the clips from Holland Public Schools Got Talent.